We're going to hop over to the animal world now and talk about frogs. Now, most members of the frog world, it has always been thought that the noisiest ones of them were the males because they sing out to attract mates. But now it seems that female frogs might join in too occasionally and do the same thing. Just before they're about to lay their eggs, female concave-eared torrent frogs from the Hengshan hot springs in central China call out in ultrasonic peeps to attract a male to come and fertilise their eggs for them. Now, these are frogs I believe we may have even talked about a couple of years ago. They were only discovered about 3 years ago when we found that the males make these ultrasonic calls, but now it seems the females do the same thing. That's what a team of researchers led by Yung Xiang Chen, I think, from the Chinese Academy of Science in Beijing.
Easy for him to say.
Sorry if I got that wrong. That's what they found out when they took some of these frogs into the laboratory. Now, they'd already suspected that the females might have an ability to call because they had a very unusual feature for female frogs, which is that they had well-developed vocal cords. And they actually listened to these frogs with ultrasonic detectors and indeed discovered that the females were calling out at about the time when they would be laying their eggs. Now, the team recorded all these calls and played them back to males, who responded immediately by hopping directly towards the source of the sound, sometimes in a single, well-aimed leap, which is rather wonderful. And it's thought the females shriek at such a high pitch so that they can be heard over the noisy, babbling water of the streams that they seem to live next to, usually. And it puts frogs among a very small group of animals that communicate with ultrasound, including bats and whales and dolphins and a few insects.
How do they make the ultrasound?
Oh, I actually don't know, Chris. I'm afraid I don't know that. But one thing about it is that it's telling us more than just wonderful things going on in the natural world. But actually, these findings have got quite important implications for human studies on human hearing. Because by understanding more about how these frogs can so accurately detect and locate and hop after these sounds, it might help scientists design much more effective hearing aids for people.
Well, let's hope so.